Too little. To anorexia, my old companion and enemy. I've just gotten home from the hospital, and this time I think it will work. I really feel now that I don't need you any longer, so please leave me alone. You've ruined 9 years of my life. Isn't that enough? You have made me into a person that I don't want to be, a person who lies, who isolates herself, who is selfish and self-centered, who doesn't trust anyone, who can neither give nor accept love. You made me throw up, take laxatives, always be cold and angry and hungry. You took away my periods. You made me believe that I was bad and that no one could love me, that even those who said that they loved me would soon abandon me. When I looked at myself in the mirror, you made me think I was fat and ugly. When other people said that I was so thin that I looked like a walking skeleton, you made me believe it wasn't so. You made me feel worthless. But I admit that at the same time I needed you to protect me and make me feel safe and in control. With you, I knew the score. You were always there. I couldn't fool you like I fooled other people. My parents, the doctors, the teachers, my so-called friends. What was my life like before you came into it? I can hardly remember. I think I was a nice girl, had good grades, was pretty good at sports. I always worked hard to make myself worthy of other people's esteem. Perhaps I worked too hard. Perhaps my parents didn't take as much notice of me as of my brother, who was always raising hell. But when you came into my life, anorexia, then they took notice. Then I was in control. I think that what set you off, anorexia, was when a friend told me that this guy had said I was getting fat. I was in 8th grade and had just reached puberty. I didn't want to be fat. I wanted to be thin so people would love me. First, I cut out junk food and started doing 200 sit-ups a day. In a month, I lost 7 pounds. People said I looked so slim, but instead of feeling satisfied with that, I wanted to be even slimmer. I cut out eating almost altogether. I drank loads of water and started running cross-country. I ran 4 miles a day and did 500 sit-ups every night. I weighed myself about twice an hour. What other people said, friends, parents, nutritionists, didn't matter. I heard their words, but they didn't penetrate. I had power. I was in control. I was special. I had something no one else had. You. You made me become anemic. You ruined my immune system. You gave me muscle spasms and made my hair fall out. Still, starving myself was like a high. I didn't want to go to the hospital to give it up, be fed through a tube. I identified myself as Pat the anorexic. I was afraid that if I stopped being anorexic, I would lose my identity. I would be nobody. Now, 9 years later, I've realized that I was not in control. You were. But I'm not going to let you rule my life any longer. I have started to fight back, and I will win. I know now that being an anorexic is no way to live. It's a way to die. Now, at last, I am learning to trust people again. I know there are people who love me for what I am inside. I want to be normal. I want to be happy. So this, my old companion and enemy, is a goodbye letter. Get out of my life and stay out. Pat.